Coming to you from the heart of forgotten America, where truth still matters and accountability still means something. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, July 30th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in New Jersey, a law is now in place allowing physicians to provide lethal prescriptions to terminally ill patients. The law takes effect tomorrow and allows residents to make end-of-life decisions. Number two, President Trump sat down in the Rose Garden Monday to sign into law the 9/11 Survivors Bill. That will provide funding for the next 70 years for those who ran toward danger when the Twin Towers were attacked. And number one, the stage is set at the Fox Theater in Detroit, Michigan, but it seems CNN doesn't really want to share that stage with anyone else, me included. You can get press passes and press credentials. You just can't get in the room. Now, how does that make any sense? You're right, it doesn't. At any rate, the second of the Democratic debates, teed up and ready to go for tonight, begins at 8 o'clock on CNN Eastern Time, that is. We'll run till about 10:30, I guess. 20 candidates in all will participate, 10 tonight and 10 tomorrow. For tonight, Bernie Sanders will stand side by side with Elizabeth Warren. That ought to be fun. The Battle of the Socialist Titans will take center stage tonight. That'll be a big deal. Who can give away your money faster? Will it be Bernie and all of his giveaways, his offers for free housing, free health care, free everything? But Elizabeth Warren, not to be outdone, she's right there with the Green New Deal as well. She's ready to spend your money as fast as she can, as long as she can secure your vote by buying it. It's all there for you. Tomorrow night, the front runner of the Democratic pack, Joe Biden, will have Kamala Harris right next to him. She's running on the top tier as well. And then on the other side, Cory Booker. I wonder if he'll speak Spanish this time. I wonder if he'll jump to it first so that he can beat Beto O'Rourke to the Spanish punch. How do you say punch in Spanish? New York, you're no help. At any rate, that's all teeing up tonight. And one of the big conversations, obviously, that has dominated the headlines over the last few days will be the conversation over race in America. Donald Trump's tweets that have been labeled racist time and again, even though he's made no direct references to race, the left insists that it's all about race. When he attacked Elijah Cummings for not doing anything in his district in Maryland and instead is wasting his time talking about what's going on the southern border, Donald Trump called him out, said the 7th District of Maryland, much of it is rat and rodent infested, which is true, according to those that have been there, according to the videotape, according to the mayor last year, according to Bernie Sanders, who called it a third world-like experience when he was running for president the last time around and toured Baltimore, said it was awful, didn't look like the richest country in the world, looked like something out of the third world, said Bernie Sanders. Now, was that racist? No, of course not. It's making an observation, but we have arrived at a place in 2019 where you are not allowed to criticize anybody of color. You're not allowed to criticize anybody of color, no matter how short they come up, no matter how badly they fail or what they do wrong, you're not allowed to criticize somebody of color because that makes you, by definition, a racist, according to the liberal Democrats, the socialists, those running for president. You can expect to hear a lot about that tonight. I want to go for our first exhibit this hour to exhibit number 8 with Lynn Patton. She used to work for the Trump family. Now she works for the Housing and Urban Development Department under Ben Carson. She is a regional director. She sees this stuff up close and personal every day. And when asked about Donald Trump being a racist and asked about the problems in Baltimore, she fired with both barrels. Exhibit 8, Lynn Patton.
I want to say this expressly to Mary Young and Michael Steele and Al Sharpton, who today called out the president and said, let President Trump put his money where his mouth is. Well, boys and girls, I have a message for you. President Trump has given $16 billion in 2018 alone to Elijah Cummings' district in federal grants. We have given more money in homeless funds to Baltimore than the last administration. We have given more money in community development grants than the last administration to Baltimore. My question to you guys is this. What are you actually doing with the money so that it benefits residents in the community for once instead of deep pocket crooked politicians? And I
know- there you have it, Lynn Patton leveling both barrels at Elijah Cummings. Of course, she's a woman of color, but she'll be tainted as a racist anyway because she She criticized Elijah Cummings, and she supports the president, which by definition makes her a racist. You look at Rob Reiner and some of these other clowns. Rob Reiner, you know, meathead from the All in the Family days and a big director in Hollywood. Yesterday tweeting out that if you support Donald Trump, if you are a supporter of Donald Trump, if you vote for Donald Trump, you are a racist. You might as well be part of the Ku Klux Klan. You are a Nazi, a racist, a white supremacist. If you vote for Donald Trump, that's who you are. I'd like you to keep that in mind. If you're a black supporter or a Hispanic supporter of Donald Trump, you are a racist, according to Meathead. Well, that's good to know. The president now in real time tweeting in the last 40 seconds, China is doing very badly, worst in 27. Was supposed to start buying our agricultural product now. No signs they're doing so. That is the problem with China. They don't just come through. Our economy has become much larger than the Chinese economy in the last 3 years. My team negotiating with them now, but they always change the deal in the end to their benefit. They should probably wait out our election to see if we get one of the great Democrat stiffs like Sleepy Joe. Then they could make a great deal, like in the past, continue to rip off the USA, even bigger than ever before. The problem with them waiting, however, is that if when I win, that they will get will be much tougher than we are negotiating for now, or no deal at all. We have all the cards. Our past leaders never got it. Those are three tweets in a row from the president, tweeting about a minute and a half ago now, real time. The president up early. Obviously, he will be watching the debates tonight. He'll tweet in real time, guarantee it. We will as well. Another great resource, Great Lakes News, associated with us here. We'll have one of our reporters right there in the front row, as close as we can get. The front row, which is not actually in the room, front row. Front row, which is in a room next door, adjacent apparently with monitors because anybody else in, which is unusual, but that's the way it's going to do. Going to do the debates tonight. Again, those are in Detroit. Starts at 8 o'clock on CNN. We'll have complete coverage here, of course, as we look to some big shots at Joe Biden. Joe Biden has the most to lose in all of this. He has inched back over 31% in national polling, thanks to a Quinnipiac poll released yesterday. Joe Biden at 31.5% nationally. The next closest competitor only in the teens. So the question is Joe Biden on a track to win this thing? 31.3% nationally, followed by Elizabeth Warren at 14.8%, Bernie Sanders 14.3%, and Kamala Harris at 11%. So those are the top four. The next person in line, single digits, that's Mayor Pete, is in fifth place across all polling that we have, but single digits and not much of a threat. In Iowa, beat Biden, Harris, Warren, Sanders. In New Hampshire, Biden, Warren, Sanders, Harris. So those are the top four. But Joe Biden, holding steady to the top slot. Will he prevail when we start casting votes here in about 85 days? We'll see. We'll see. It is 14 after the 30th of July. It's Tuesday. You're on the Steve Gruber Show. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll be right back.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July savings.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?